You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During Tuesday's Calaveras Board of Supervisors meeting, a presentation was given by the Calaveras Visitors Bureau. Because of his association with the Visitors Bureau, District 3 Supervisor Martin Hubberty excused himself from the meeting. First, the Calaveras Visitors Bureau showed a 43-second video that included New Hogan Reservoir, McCullamy Hill, the McCullamy River, and Lumberjack Days in West Point. This was followed by a long slide presentation that mostly focused on the increased tourism dollars coming into Calaveras County and the various marketing campaigns that have resulted in increased stays at hotels and motels in the county. Here are the edited remarks from the Board of Supervisors, beginning first with District 2 Supervisor Jack Garamendi.
Hello, good to see you guys all again. Quick question. Janice, you and predecessors and others have listened to my questions consistently. This is year 7 that I will ask the exact same questions. And I think we have made some progress. For example, the Visitors Bureau now lists West Point on the county maps. That should have been there originally, but hey, we'll take progress. I'd like to know, where was the budget you guys are asking for or feel entitled to 25% of our TOT? Where was the budget slide and the use of those public monies in this presentation? And none of you should be surprised by my line of questioning, since, as I said, it has been consistent.
So you're looking for the budget breakdown?
What I'm looking for is accountability for how your organization uses the $300,000 to $500,000 that this county gives you, a general fund every year, money that we could use for deputies, money that we could use for libraries, money that we could use to fill potholes. I just want to know, how much do you need for this upcoming budget cycle? And where is your budget proposal since we're going into budget? Not that you're going to get straight 25%.
The actual budget proposal that we have usually comes, we do in May. Is that?
We approve it in June.
In June.
And this is important because TOT is one of our few flexible general fund dollars that we can use for anything. So everything in our budget general fund, most of it, tiers from these free dollars.
Just to clarify, the interest of this meeting was to present the work we've been doing to make sure that the community and our county officials were aware. We were not told today we were presenting any budget.
When we put together the plan, we start talking about what we're going to have out in this year. Actually, I don't think Visitors Bureau has been mentioned without me making this same statement in 7 years. So it should have been a surprise to nobody. I want to be really clear that I won't be voting for any dollars without a budget.
Well, we would imagine that you would. That's not a very intelligent decision.
Well, it's been made before. That doesn't discredit any of the good work that you did. It's about accountability to the public.
Definitely. Definitely. We'll provide that.
Supervisor Stopper?
To follow up on Mr. Garamendi, we've asked this consistently every time there has been a presentation by the Visitors Bureau. One small part about it, and I think that's kind of in a move to justify your work at the museum. You said there's a $50,000 stipend coming from Angels Camp City for the work being done at the museum. Is that stipend included with the part percentage of TOT that Angels Camp gives you each year?
No.
Okay. What is the amount that Angels Camp gave you last year for your budget?
They budgeted $110,000.
$110,000. Mm-hmm. What was the amount that we budgeted to you?
$400,000.
$400,000.
And of that $110,000 from the city, there is an agreement with the city that $15,000 of it is set aside for specifically to the museum and the administration of the museum, the operations of the museum. Then there's $7,000 of it that also goes to the maintenance of the public restrooms there on museum property.
Let me go on. I would also expect to see budgetary lines during a presentation, especially when we're, financing something like this. With us donating such a large sum. I would like to see more focus presented to the other side of the county. And we've said this year in and year out. Yes, there's been small steps, but not enough in my, from my perspective. I was disappointed to see the Visitors Bureau move back to Angels Camp just because that in the past has been their focus. I think their focus should be the entire county, not just the Highway 4 corridor.
Can I say something, or should I wait?
I want to inject in here, because I've been on this board for a long time, and continuously year after year after year, I've asked for you guys to include District 1 and District 5. He echoes that. I've sat here on your whole presentation and watched all of your videos that you presented. There wasn't a single shot of District 1 or District 5 in there. And I'll tell you what, you're not progressing from what I see. We do the fireworks over Hogan every year. I'm part of the boosters. That's been going on for over 27 years, 28 years. It brings in people from all over outside the county. Yet there was nothing here. I saw fireworks on your video up country. No fireworks over Hogan was ever presented there. And that brings in a lot of money to our small businesses, is what you're saying. TOT is general fund. I don't care where it's generated. That's general fund dollars to me for the whole county. I saw a Christmas parade there, and I saw you mention the Christmas parade. Valley Springs has had a Christmas parade. We just did our 41st annual. Wasn't mentioned, wasn't no pictures of it. That brings in a lot of people from all over outside of the county too. It was packed. It was absolutely packed this year. And it's been packed almost every year, but no mention of it. That's again, West County excluded. You continue to exclude us. So you're not paying attention to the West County. Everything that you're presenting here is all up the Highway 4 corridor or up that way, and nothing down here. You're not progressing. Otherwise, we would have saw it here. Okay. And I'm going on the lines with Jack. I want to see where the money is spent, because obviously what you're showing here, it's spent on up country. And again, these are general fund dollars. And we do generate TOT down here in this area because we have BNBs that are utilized. That's where I'm at. I just want to let you know. And I know Supervisor Ballendorf has something to say also.
Well, the only, a follow up. I don't disagree with what they're saying. I think we need to focus on a lot of these events that are happening in the west side of the county. But I think we also need to be mindful that the infrastructure, unfortunately, is along the Highway 4 corridor. On the comment about CVB always being in Angels, that and then going to the museum, I was on the council when that happened. And I remember reaching out to the county as the mayor, and not one county official showed up in those conversations to say that they did not support that. Through the reorganization of the city and the CVB, we found that in conversations, it didn't happen overnight. It was a multi-year conversation that had happened. And we reached out multiple times to the CAO's office, to the board. Not a single person showed up. So I'm offended that they're being attacked on that relocation and that reorganization, because as the leadership of that, no one told us that that's not what you wanted. We also have to remember too that that is where CVB started. That was the agreement, was to promote, to kick off the Highway 4. It was before Murphy's was thriving, and Angels was the hub at that time. And we get the Angels Camp with the Jumping Frog. And that is also a reminder of why that logo and why the CVB has been a staple within the city limit. So thank you for your presentation today. I appreciate it. I know it's been difficult coming out of the pandemic, trying to get people back into town. So thank you, Chairman.
Am I allowed to?
Thank you, Supervisor Ballendorf.
So, may I say one more thing? Or
I think Supervisor Stopper has one more comment.
I know it feels like we're coming at you strongly when it comes to West Side. I do see the benefit of the good work that you do, that you have been doing. So I do not want to take away from that. You know, I understand where the roots were. You need to grow with the times. That's where I'm coming from. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.